Æthelflaed and the Missing Trophy by Jonathan Olive. Chapter 1. Saturday. The Big Match. In Davingstock, nothing ever happened, so people were always excited when it did. On the day of the big match, Æthelflaed was having lunch with her brother and father in their cramped little terraced house, and Æthelstan was explaining to his father what all the fuss was about. Alfred Jones made a point of ignoring the news, and generally knew much more about events 12 centuries earlier than those of the previous week. Æthelflaed was not usually interested in football either, although now that her friend Samantha's brother was the local team's goalkeeper, she was happy to make an exception. In fact, she had planned to meet up with her after lunch to get the best seats for the game. If Samantha found Æthelflaed's sudden interest in football surprising, she made no mention of it. "I'm off," Æthelflaed said. "I'm picking up Sam and Nat on the way to the stadium. Are you coming, Stan?" she asked her brother. "No, you go ahead. I haven't finished eating. I'll see you there." Æthelflaed lived only about a 5-minute walk from the stadium, but her friends Natalia and Samantha lived at different points of Davingstock, so she had to leave early. Not that she was bothered. Æthelflaed didn't mind walking. No sooner had she stepped out of the front door when she bumped into her next-door neighbour, Rodney, who was a tough-looking 20-year-old. Beside him was his friend Gary, as always with his cowboy hat and clothes, cigarette and a generally dodgy look about him. Æthelflaed didn't know so much about Gary, apart from the fact that he was old Scroogey's son. In a town full of oddballs, Scroogey stood out from all the rest, living in a boat on the water, surrounded by piles of junk he fished up from the river. Apart from Gary, nobody had spoken to Scroogey for years. As far as she knew, Rodney was Gary's only friend. People steered clear of Gary. If the father was strange, then his son must be too. Rodney was generally seen as a bit dodgy too, but to be fair, Æthelflaed knew all about being the talk of the town. She was well aware that due to her own learning problems, she was considered the dunce of the town. Logically, she made a point of ignoring the local gossip.